We welcome in head coach Doug Peterson, his weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa, and we are finally here, Doug. It's the start of the regular season, and I kind of get ready. I was going to ask you, hey, how important it is to win week number one, how it sets the tone for the season. That's not the case, is it? It really is a week-by-week proposition.
It is a week-by-week, but you know what? You want to get out to a fast start, and this is probably more so than a normal week because it's a division opponent. We're on the road. It's the Redskins where we didn't fare so well last year against them twice, and the other thing is we didn't do so well on the road as well. So there's a lot of things that we've got to focus on, but at the same time, you know, it's a week-by-week mentality, and we got to get ready for practice and then go play on the weekend.
So the fans have not seen the starters on the field for a couple of weeks here. What has been happening to get them ready for Sunday?
Well, the biggest thing is I want to make sure that they're physically ready to go. And they're getting all the reps, obviously, in practice now. We're detailing a game plan. We're fine-tuning the game plan. We're being, you know, personnel specific in a few areas and just getting these guys kind of getting their sea legs back. They've had a couple days of rest now over the holiday weekend and just getting them back into practice mode and focus solely on the Redskins.
Doug, do you feel like you have a good sense of what the offense can accomplish?
I do. I do. I've got a really good feel for what we hope to do, what we would like to do. Obviously it's predicated a little bit on health and, you know, the ball security thing and things we talk about all the time. But I'm excited to watch our guys compete and battle and it really starts up front each week. It's no different, you know, both sides of the ball offensively and defensively with the line of scrimmage. And if we can sustain that, it gives us an opportunity to do a lot of things in the run and pass game.
Does having Alshon and Torrey give you more options than you had last year? Maybe that you couldn't call up that play because you didn't have that personnel, correct?
Yeah, it does. It does. And then you throw in, you know, you throw in Zach Ertz and you throw in Trey Burton and Brent Celek and then some of the runners that we have with Wendell now coming back healthy and LeGarrette. And, you know, of course, we know Sproles is what he's going to do, but it just takes a little more pressure off of Carson. And anytime you can do that off of your young quarterback and sort of, you know, steer the ship in that direction, I'm excited to watch these guys play and watch them compete it's been a great week so far, and we're just excited for Sunday.
The difference between Carson at the end of 2016 and right now?
I think he's just rejuvenated. He's fresh. He's ready to go. You know, last year he had played a ton of football up to this point. He wasn't even sure going into week one if he was going to be the starter, and boom, lo and behold, he was. And so he had to switch gears real fast. But he's excited. You know, he's energized. He's in a great spot mentally and physically. He's looking really good and sharp in practice, and hopefully we carry it into these regular season games.
Let's talk about the Washington Redskins. A lot of changes for them. Defensively, though, they really seem strong up front, that front seven tough.
That's the strength of this defense, obviously. And then, you know, Norman in the back end, you know, he's a good corner. And Swearingen, they got some guys that are back there that have played a lot of football. And it's a good defense. And it's one that gave us fits last year. And obviously, we got to play a lot better. Again, going down there, we didn't play so well last year down there. But this is a group that they don't do a lot. They're aggressive. They come after the passer a little bit. They like to rush five guys and play a lot of man coverage. So our work's cut out for us. We're excited to go down there and play.
Doug, what about the Washington offense? I mean, Kirk Cousins against the Eagles, 12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a 4-1 record and 5 starts. He has proven himself to be a very quality NFL starter.
No question about it. And he's played extremely well against us, obviously, and he knows how to lead that football team. And, you know, he's a smart quarterback, and he's not going to hurt that team. He's not going to put that team in any kind of harm's way by maybe making a mistake somewhere. And he just leads that team down the field. And he did lose some weapons on offense, but it seems like what they've done through preseason, they've been fine. Vernon Davis is still obviously a weapon for him and Reed and some of the guys on offense and that run game can be powerful. And again, it's a situation where we've got to come ready to play. Again, we didn't play very well down there last year. And so our guys are eager and ready to get out there.
When it starts on Sunday, Doug, what will you be like? Year number two as the head coach.
Listen, you never lose that butterfly feeling. You're always excited about these games. I'm excited to watch our guys play, and obviously my job is to make sure mentally and physically we're ready to go, and have a great week of practice, and I'll be anxious, I'll be ready. Like I said, these guys haven't played together for quite some time, for a substantial amount of plays, but they're ready to go, and I'll be excited for them.
Win on the road. That's really win on the road and in the NFC East. What a great way to start the season.
It's a great way to start the season, and that's got to be our focus this week.
Doug Peterson, thanks so much for joining us. Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.